Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. A lot to get to right now before Woker Joke at 1:30. We spent the first hour really talking about the insanity that comes out of these liberals the second you decide. And I'm not talking about Trump versus anti-Trump. I'm talking about anything they even, you know what I guess it is, Jared? It's anything they think Trump would like. I wonder if we're going to get to a point where it's like, oh, I like Diet Coke. At least I used to. I gave it up years ago. I don't want to talk about it. It gets me sad. But if you like Diet Coke, knowing that Trump likes Diet Coke, does that make you a credulous boomer rube? Like, does that make you an evil person?
To say nothing of being an insurrectionist.
Oh, right. And I was just talking to the mailroom manager, and she said, you know, talking about these vaccines, she said it's not political because a huge part of the amount of people that don't want to get vaccinated are minorities. And at least it used to be, I don't know what the percentages are now, a good amount of minorities tend to vote Democrat. So it shouldn't be political, and yet it is. I was at a party a couple weeks ago. This was before I was vaccinated. And I happened to mention, well, no, I didn't. Actually, no, I didn't. If I am going to tell this story correctly, a person asked me if I was vaccinated. And I said, no. And the energy that shifted was very, very obvious. It was a total change up. It was, why not? It was disgust. Huh? What? And these are from the same people who were telling me for years and years and years that Trump was this morally bankrupt, awful person, and we needed to bring in Joe Biden so we could all get back together again. Kumbaya. Hold hands. The good old days. I just want things to go back to normal. And now you say, I'm going to do a little research on the vaccine. Hiss! Boo! You're bad. It's so obvious. And this is the new normal. And if we're going to take a trip down this new normal, we've got to talk about General Milley because it's a huge story. So what happened over the last... The funniest part about Thoroughly Modern Milley was when I was in high school, I really thought I was going to get the role of Milley. And knowing what I know now, and thanks to the audience who constantly tells me where my singing ability is at, it's pretty amazing that I went in there really thinking I was going to nail it. I went to a high school that had a lot of good singers, and I fully thought I'm going to be Milley. And then you couple in the fact that it's a dancing musical. You have to know how to dance, and I don't know how to dance.
Just do a bunch of jazz squares. Yeah. That's what I did when I had to be in musicals.
Where was that confidence coming from? And you're in high school when your confidence should be kind of, you know, at a low. And here I was. I was like Liza Minnelli. Oh, I'm going to kill this. And I remember they said to me, we have something for you, but it's not going to be that. You're not going to be on the top of the list.
How do you feel about building sets?
Yeah. How do you feel about lighting? So Thoroughly Modern Milley, as Howie calls him, he, according to this new book, and it's by Robert Costa and Bob Woodward, he made phone calls to Chinese generals and basically gave them a heads up and said, don't worry about anything. You know, don't worry about any attacks. I have everything under control. I'm paraphrasing here, but there was a lot of back and forth on whether or not it was true. And I'm going to read here from Powerline because yesterday, during the course of my show and leading into Howie's show, a lot of news came out that basically confirmed that the story from this book that I believe drops in a couple weeks is true, is in fact true. Based on this statement, I'm reading now from Powerline, based on this statement by Joint Staff Spokesperson Colonel Dave Butler, it appears that Woodward's reporting is shockingly accurate. Colonel Butler's statement was issued in response to Woodward's report about the firestorm of controversy that it ignited. Thus, the most significant fact about the statement is that it does not deny the truth of any part of Woodward's account. Rather, Colonel Butler tries to put Woodward's reporting in a sympathetic light. We call that spin. Doesn't deny it, doesn't confirm it, but he tries to spin it. His calls with the Chinese and others in October and January were in keeping with these duties and responsibilities, conveying reassurance in order to maintain strategic stability. Now, this is John Hinderacher. So Milley did talk with his Chinese counterparts. Milley told the communist Chinese that if President Trump intended to launch an attack against them, he, General Milley, would betray his country by giving them advance warning. No doubt that was reassuring to the CCP. The Joint Chief Spokesperson's statement also confirms Woodward's claim that Milley went with other senior military officers to instruct them not to obey certain possible orders from President Trump. Also, this is again from the Joint Chief's spokesperson. Also in keeping, you know what voice I envision this in? I envision this voice because I envision every, when I try to picture how these people are talking, it's always the girls ushering out the press. They're in charge of these statements. I don't care if it's a guy or a girl. They have that same voice. Also, in keeping with his responsibilities as senior military advisor to the president and secretary of defense, General Milley frequently conducts meetings with uniformed leaders across the services to ensure all leaders are aware of current issues. The meeting regarding nuclear weapons protocols was to remind leaders in the Pentagon of the long-established and robust procedures in light of media reporting on the subject. Okay. So again, and John Hinderacher points this out, what Woodward wrote is correct. Now, here's the part of the Powerline story that I think Howie made note of in his opening yesterday, and I thought to myself, damn, I'm mad I didn't mention that in my 3 hours, but there's always another at bat, so let's talk about it now. John Hinderacher writes, Trump, for better or worse, was the least warlike of presidents. Did he ever order American servicemen into a new conflict? Unlike just about every president since Eisenhower, no, he did not. General Milley is obviously a slave to left-wing ideology. This far-left ideology is also reflected in his view that President Trump, against all evidence, was some kind of warmongering loose cannon. And his even more sinister view that the leaders of China's armed forces were his peers and his allies in undermining the foreign policy of the United States. And I was talking to my dad about this yesterday, and he said, this entire time they've been painting Trump as this nutcase. Hey, he's so angry, he's yelling. And meanwhile, we come to find out that Nancy Pelosi, in a chaotic breakdown, is calling Milley saying, you better do something about this. No wired hangers ever. Who's really the nuts one here? It doesn't seem to me. Every time I see Trump, he's moving his hands, doing his thing, fixing his tie, taking his sips of water, cracking jokes about Hunter Biden. The only people who seem like they're a danger of starting wars are the people calling up China saying, don't worry about any attacks. We've got it under control. Am I wrong? I don't think I am. But the other thing I really want to talk about in regards to Milley is there's a really great thread. It's by this guy, John Hayward. And it breaks down the deep state, and it also talks about, and I don't know, Jared, if this is something that is part of the conspiracy theory underworld or whatever, the Great Reset.
Yes, the Great Reset. It is a big part of the internet, and I will say I don't think it's that much of a conspiracy. I mean, the information is out there.
Hey, you should preface it with your daily thing that you say when we talk about conspiracy.
Oh, yes. I don't want to go down any conspiracy rabbit holes, despite wanting to go down every single conspiracy rabbit hole I find.
Jared's opening line is always, far be it from me to start talking about conspiracy theories, but ... You know what, Jared? Save your information. Save your treasure trove of info on this conspiracy theory for the other side, because I want to break down this thread. I think it's really interesting. And but first, we'll go to Rick. Rick, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Rick.
Hey, Greg. So I love your show, everything you talk about. Miley reminds me of the old cartoon, Colonel McBragg. And my big question for calling is, when are you going to tell us about the Durham report? What in God's name is going on?
Yeah, the Durham report, I do have a lot of stories. And honestly, Rick, I'm glad to know that people are interested in this. I printed out two stories. It's worth mentioning. John Durham reportedly preparing a surprise indictment of Perkins Coie lawyer Michael Sussman. What Durham apparently has on Sussman is a lie he told to the FBI about who he was working for. Initially, Sussman told James Baker, the FBI's top lawyer at the time, that he wasn't representing anyone. Later, he admitted to Congress that he was working on behalf of an unnamed client. Later still, billing invoices revealed that he had charged his time to Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign. Now, that's a quick summary of it. We can go into it more. I also have a Breitbart story on this. And maybe I'm oversimplifying it. I'm so bummed out that none of these people came through when we needed them. You know, every person I thought, Durham, Barr, I thought, oh, this is it. You know, they're going to have Trump's back because we know they have stuff. I mean, we found out about all the things they knew about Hunter Biden long before the election. I just thought that for once, Trump wouldn't be fighting everybody. But I think if we learned anything, Rick, it's that the swamp is really deep. It's deeper than we ever thought. And that actually goes into the thread I'm going to read next. So everyone hold on. Thank you for the call, Rick, and for the kind words. We'll be right back. And I think you guys are really going to like this. We might be going into a little bit of Tom Cotton, Scott Hounsell. We might have to get on our tinfoil hats in a few minutes. This is the Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to the Grace Curley Show. Grace Curley. She's the cool kid at the lunch table.
I want a hamburger. No, a cheeseburger. I want a hot dog. I want a milkshake. I want potato
You'll
chips.
Get nothing and like it.
This is the Grace Curley Show.
All right, we're getting a lot of texts today. If you want to text in, it's 635-66. Start your text with the word Curly. 661 says, Will you every so often be doing a remote show from Florida? I can try to ask Howie. I plan on visiting Florida a few times this winter, so I can ask him if we can try to pull together something. But that's really up to the mailroom manager. That would be fun, though. We've got a lot of snowbirds in Florida who are big Howie Carr fans. I do want to read this thread, but let's first throw it out to the callers. Dino, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Dino.
Hi, Grace. So this traitor, General Milley, he had put us closer to the annihilation of the United States than any other person ever. Because all it took that nut job to do was to call back his counterpart in China, his buddy, and say, they're shooting him at you. They would have shot every single thing they had at this country and destroyed it by one word from this traitor.
Yeah, no, I agree. And now, see, I'm looking at Fox right now, Dino, and it says White House stands by General Milley amid book fallout. But then Sean Davis from The Federalist put this really well. He said, it should surprise no one that the corrupt Pentagon, which murdered an aid worker and his family and lied about it because Joe Biden was having a bad news cycle, has no problem with an incompetent general secretly promising to give American battle plans to communist China. None of this is surprising. All right, so this is the thread that is really taking off on Twitter. You might remember a few months ago, I read a thread that was similar. Like, it wasn't from anyone with a blue check. It was just from a guy who really was down the line trying to figure out why Trump supporters feel the way they feel. Well, this guy, I think he's a Trump supporter, this person, but he really summarizes what's going on with Milley. And I'm going to read this, and I'll let you guys react to it. Milley's treason is a landmark in the evolution of the Great Reset. Jared, can you give us a quick explanation of what that is?
Yes. So the Great Reset was the name of the 50th annual meeting of the World Economic Forum, which was in June of 2020. It's based on the idea of a global economy, the Green New Deal, yada, all these different things. those are the kind of the pillars of it, a new industrial revolution, a global economic system, blah, blah, blah. Now, the conspiracy parts of this is that COVID-19 is what the deep state, the private central Western bank, all these other people are using to jumpstart the Great Reset.
Okay, we don't want to get into that. No, I don't think that's true. It.
But the Great Reset
this is what I have to do with Jared. I gotta be careful.
And I do not want to hurt the credibility of this show. Oh, I'm pumped. I do not want to hurt the credibility of this show. But yes, basically the.
Well, I think
the forum, yes, the reset. Yes.
So Milley's treason is a landmark in the evolution of the Great Reset, which began with the formation of the deep state, the notion that a sizable amount of government power must be protected from voters. So that's their definition of it. As I like to say, democracy rebooted with an authoritarian core. The totalitarian left passionately believes there should be an elite core of government bureaucrats with correct ideology and party credentials who are not subject to the whims of voters. There are issues of such importance that idiot voters cannot be allowed to interfere. Of course, that list of issues that should not be subject to the will of the American electorate grows longer all the time. The Great Reset is a whole new political operating system, not one of the authoritarian patches the left has been uploading every few years. The permanent bureaucracy formed first a vast horde of unelected, unionized public servants who are almost impossible to fire. Howie and I talk about that all the time. My nana used to say that about government employees. She would say, you know what you have to do to get fired? You have to kill somebody, and you have to kill them while you're on your shift. And then maybe you'll get fired. Maybe. Congress offloaded more and more of its power to agencies and regulations, placing that power beyond the reach of voters. The deep state formed within the permanent bureaucracy, a network of like-minded, left-leaning senior officials who collude to nullify the results of elections they disagree with. We learn from their emails and texts that they see themselves as superior to elected officials. Think Peter Strzok. During the Democrats' impeachment farce, their deep state witnesses kept saying it was criminal for President Trump to interfere with their policies or disregard their advice. This was a naked assertion of power superior to voters. No measly elected president could defy them. How was what Milley did any different? He colluded with aggressive, deadly enemies of the United States to undermine an elected president who disagreed with the deep state's politics and diplomacy. Same mindset as the Democrats' absurd impeachment theater sacred whistleblower. Do you recall Milley running for any office during the 2016 or 2020 elections? Do you recall him explaining his foreign policy to voters and humbly asking for their support? Where could we have gone to vote against Milley's foreign policy and diplomatic agenda? From permanent bureaucracy to deep state and now to the Great Reset, when some of these hidden systems and unwritten rules will finally be made explicit, the trend has been to diminish elected officials and shift more government power beyond the reach of American voters. Think Dr. Fauci. Think the CDC. The centralization of power in Washington, the erosion of states, and the nationalization of everything made this inevitable. 50 permanent bureaucracies and 50 deep states could never have disempowered the American voters so thoroughly. Maybe Washington has become not a shining city on a hill, but a Mount Olympus whose slopes the ordinary American voter cannot climb. You simply are not allowed to vote against or even resist much of what the authoritarian core decides. It is not interested in your opinion or consent. With the Great Reset, we'll be told a hard core of political and economic power has been firewalled against interference by voters. You're just not qualified to influence the weighty decisions those elite experts will make. You'll be free to roam within the fences they build. I'll finish this on the other side, but there's a lot of truth to this. Don't do your own research. They'll do all the research for you. We'll be back with Woke or Joke. Get on the line now. 844-500-4242. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Welcome back, everyone. It is almost time for Woke or Joke. I'm happy people are getting on the lines. 844-500-4242. We want to have full lines before we even start because the Wizard of Woke is ready to take on some haters. And Taylor likes to beat the players. He
I'm
does
merciless.
Not. He doesn't like to see people win.
I'm ruthless. I have no ruths whatsoever.
Before we get to that, though, I do want to finish off this thread really quick. With the Great Reset, we'll be told a hard core of political and economic power has been firewalled against interference by voters. You're just not qualified to influence the weighty decisions those elite experts will make. You'll be free to roam within the fences they build. You'll be told this is for your own good, that your smaller democracy is now safer because your betters have the unlimited power they need to protect and guide you. They'll still let your elected representatives vote on certain things or exercise limited executive power. Likewise, you can have some economic freedom, but key sectors of the economy will be under authoritarian control for your own good, of course. You don't get to mess with the fused political economic core operating system. You're free to spend the 30 cents on each dollar you get to keep. And it would be a little less scary if I didn't feel like there was so much truth in this thread.
That's really going to cut into my July 4th barbecue savings.
Oh, right. Well, you save 16 cents. So you got about, that adds on a little bit.
Cut that by a third. I'm down to what? 5 cents?
Well, Taylor.
5 and a half.
I mean, let's be honest. How many pork chops do you really need to buy?
Not big on pork chops on Independence Day.
That's the only option. It's that or ice cream. That's it.
Oh, that's cute. You think they're going to let you guys eat meat?
844-500-4242. But another part of this, too, is that people were talking about California and the idea of the country just kind of, and this is really far out there, and I don't want this to happen, but the country kind of splitting into two and what we would do. And Howie and I were talking about it, and I was like, if we had a country that was Republicans and then we had another country that was Democrats, I have a feeling within a couple months we'd be getting a lot more border crossings than we think. A lot of those Democrats would be wanting in.
Then we can ask your papers, please.
Exactly. 844-500-4242. All right, let's play a little bit of woke or joke.
I started a joke.
Ha 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 ha. Had the joke was on me. Oh no.
This is how the game works. Taylor Cormier is the Wizard of Woke. And by the way, if he reads off a headline and you think to yourself, I need to find out more about that, well, don't do your own research. Listen to Taylor today at 5:30 on Howie's show, where he reads
The Week in Woke.
The Week in Woke. And now what we do is we throw out the headline. Taylor reads it. You have to decide, is this woke as in it's real, or is this a joke? Did someone at this studio make it up? Let's first go to, and I know we have some repeat people every week.
They're big fans of Woke or Joke.
They want to try again. Let's go to Diane. You're next. Diane, are you ready for your headline?
I am ready.
Okay.
All right, Diane, here's your headline. Why Joe Biden is a better black president than Barack Obama.
I'm going to go joke.
That is a joke. Very good.
By the way, that was a joke. That's not true.
I was going to say.
But like we always say, we're prognosticators here. We might be predicting a real headline soon.
Yes, exactly. All right, let's go to, and if you do win, stay on the line. Matt will take down your information, and you'll be entered to win an Aviva Trattoria VIP experience. So there's a lot at stake here. Let's go to Jonathan. You're next on Woke or Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Jonathan?
I am ready.
All right, Jonathan, here's your headline. National Women's Hockey League drops women from its name.
That's woke.
That is woke.
Are they called...
Not a joke.
National Uterus Havers Hockey League?
National Birthing People's Hockey League. No, they are changing their name to the Premier Hockey Foundation. Bella Bixby, she's one of the players in the league that are calling on the National Women's Soccer League to get rid of their W. They're changing it because they didn't want their players to be defined by their gender. They want them to be defined by their talent and skill.
All right. Well, in that case, I think there's probably going to be some entries from guys who want to just get in there and...
If you want to be defined by your talent and skill, maybe just join the National Hockey League where all the talented and skilled players are.
Taylor. Coming from a real athlete, specimen of an athlete over here.
He scored many touchdowns in hockey. What are you talking about?
Let's go to Mary. Mary, are you ready for your headline from Taylor Cormier?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
You gave my full name so people can cancel me. All right, Mary, here's your headline. What ancient Chinese roofs can tell us about climate change?
I think that is woke.
You would be correct in thinking that's woke.
Yay.
Not a joke.
Awesome.
Not a joke.
What can they tell us?
They can tell us that
it's real.
If it was, if there was a heavier snowfall season, the Chinese people, they built their roofs to have a steeper slope so that the roofs wouldn't cave in. So that happened, I believe, between the 15th and 19th centuries.
Oh, okay.
So broader roofs, warmer climate, according to this study.
You know, it always makes me wonder, like, how much time was spent on this study? How many brains were working on this?
How much money is the bigger question?
Yes. 844-500-4242. Still time to get on the line for woke or joke. Let's go to Ted. You're next. Are you ready for your headline, Ted?
Yes, I'm a repeater, and this time I aim to win.
Okay. I'm praying for you.
All right, Ted. Here's your headline. ABC workshopping new show, The Bachelor X.
Joke.
That is a joke.
Oh my God.
That was a joke.
It's not true. The wave of concern that came over Grace's face.
Well, here's why. I'm concerned about The Bachelor to begin with. I used to watch The Bachelor and I was a pretty avid watcher. I would tweet about it. I found it very entertaining. And then it started getting really bad. And the Chris Harrison situation didn't help. Chris Harrison, they canceled this girl who became, I think, the winner of the show. They canceled her because she had gone to like an antebellum party when she was in high school or something. And then Chris Harrison, the host, was just basically saying, this was the crazy thing he said. He basically said, let's try to give her a little bit of grace. You know, let's try to be a little bit kinder. He lost his job for saying that.
Well, that happened to Norm MacDonald, who passed away earlier this week, when it was Roseanne Barr and somebody else, Louis C.K., when they each got into kind of hot water the same span of time. Norm MacDonald said, let's not judge them based on this one
incident,
exactly. And he had to basically go on The View and apologize for defending friends of his and just saying, hey, Let's all cool off a little bit.
Well, I think that's such a problem with the cancel culture is that you always, people act like it's never going to be them who is in the cancel seat. And the weirdest thing is when people who are canceled, when someone else gets canceled, rather than defend them, they jump on. Like, we're going to forget that you were canceled. No, we remember. We keep track. 844-500-4242. Get on the line now. We might carry this over to the other side. Liz, you're next with Taylor Cormier and Grace Curley. Are you ready for your woke or joke headline, Liz?
I am ready.
All right, Liz, here's your headline. Washington football team to host Pride Night Out.
I'm going to guess woke.
That is woke. Very good.
Not a joke. Not a joke.
That's my favorite reaction, by the way.
You can tell that they really want to win. So what is this about? You know, it seems like a lot of woke things are happening in Washington State.
Yeah, this is Washington, D.C., I believe. Washington football team's in D.C.
Oh, got it. Well, in both, really.
So the Washington football team is hosting a Pride Night Out. It's tonight, I believe, for Thursday Night Football. In addition to celebrating Pride, the event will celebrate Latinx Heritage Month and Pro Football Hall of Famer Bobby Mitchell. He was a trailblazer for equality and civil rights when he was a player. Frontline workers from the LGBT community will also be recognized.
Well, now here's my thing.
Hold on. Wait, let me finish the sentence. alongside a performance by the Gay Men's Chorus of Washington's gospel ensemble of Lift Every Voice. So the Black National Anthem, the Black Anthem, is going to be sung by a predominantly white gay men's chorus.
Well, there's a
that's what the Black community wanted.
There's a few things that I want to say here. First of all, I have no problem with the Pride Night, but it seems like they're specifically calling out different groups. And then they say first responders from the LGBTQ community. At that point, can't you just celebrate all the first responders?
Like, pander, 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 pander.
Is that too generous just to say, you know what, we're going to give you all a round of applause?
There are, I'm sure, anti-LGBTQ
first responders.
Yeah. Would you want them to be honored alongside the pro-LGBT or the members of the LGBTQ community?
I have no answers. I'm without speech. I have no idea.
Curious. As to when the Washington football team is going to have Native American Heritage Night.
Good question. Mark, you're next with Taylor and Grace. Are you ready for your headline, Mark?
I am ready.
All right, Mark, here's your headline. Queens, New York urgent care, pardon me, Queens, New York urgent care to stop asking gender on patient forms.
I will say that is woke.
That is a joke.
By the way, that was a joke. That's not true.
So I believe many places, including urgent cares, have added a separate option to gender, but nobody has stopped asking gender.
What's the separate option?
I think a lot of it's just X, like gender X or other. Other has been around for some time on at many places, but X.
You can pick a lot in your license. I think there's like 16 or 17 different ones.
Yeah, there's mix and mizix and all kinds of weird, wild stuff.
844-500-4242. Taylor, do you have a lot more headlines?
I've got two more headlines.
All right, well, we'll save two more for the other side. And I know I keep saying the other side. I'm really trying to break that habit, but I can't. You know what I'll say?
There's nothing wrong with the other side.
That's what you think.
I know people complain about it.
People
but there's
do.
There's nothing wrong about it.
It
is the
sense.
Other side of the break. I mean, are you not going to say, see you tomorrow? I don't want to hear you say a time of frame. I don't want to hear you say tomorrow.
Well, how about...
I want to hear you say the next day.
How about...
The next 24-hour cycle.
We will continue this segment after the break.
It's very generic and...
Shouldn't offend anyone during Woke or Joke.
Panders to that small sector of people that were complaining.
Exactly. And that's what we're here to do.
Pander.
We will be right back. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. Start the afternoon off right.
Now what? Here comes a girl. Here she is. This is just the best part of my day.
It's Grace Curley.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. Today's poll question is brought to you by Perfect Smiles. Don't be fooled by imposters with similar names. If you're unhappy with your smile, you need to visit Dr. Bruce Houghton in Nashua. Call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE or visit perfectsmiles.com. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
What's your favorite Joe Biden description? That fella down under, the guy who runs that outfit. The guy who runs that outfit, or the senator who was a Mormon.
You know what's growing on me? The senator who was a Mormon.
That's a good... Do you have that cut?
And by the way, he is still a Mormon, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Let's play all three cuts, because I do think people need a refresher.
Thank you, Boris. And I want to thank that fellow down under. Thank you very much, pal. Appreciate it, Mr. Prime Minister.
You know what the part of it is that drives me crazy is that I think that when he does know someone's name, he's so... Because if you didn't know someone's name, if I was sitting with you and Jared, I didn't know your name. I wouldn't say, hi, Jared, and hi, you. I would just say, hey, guys, what's going on? But he wants to brag about the fact that he does know Boris. He's like, oh, that guy's name is Boris. So he says that, and then he's in a bind because it becomes so much more obvious that he doesn't know the other guy's name.
Right. He tries to exert that confidence, but he he also does this thing where if he remembers a portion of your name, he'll use that instead. If he can't remember your full name, I want to thank Curly there. Thanks a lot.
Walsh Marty.
Yeah, Walsh Marty.
Yeah, and I guess it's, you know, the more you get, the better. So that works. All right, let's also play the senator who was the Mormon.
I got in trouble when we were running against the senator who was a Mormon.
That's a great one. And then lastly,
just a weird way to describe somebody by their religion.
I think the one that's the number one right now is the Pentagon one. Go ahead.
The former general, I keep calling him general, but the guy who runs that outfit over there.
I'm going to say my choice, Taylor, is the fella from Down Under.
That's a pretty good one. I'm going to go with the old standby, the senator that was a Mormon.
The senator that was a Mormon. You know what that sounds? It sounds like a book or a Bob Dylan song.
The man who wasn't there.
Yeah.
The guy who runs that outfit is in the lead at 45%, 31% for the senator who was a Mormon, and 25% for that fella down under.
Crikey! We need some improvement there. Some people are going to have to vote for that. All right, we have just enough time for two more calls on Woke or Joke, and Taylor has two more headlines. So first, we got two ladies on the line. Let's go to Claire. Claire, are you ready for your headline?
Yes.
All right, Claire, here's your headline. The backyard fire pit is a sign of climate supremacy.
I'm going to go with joke.
That is a joke,
okay.
Claire. Very good.
By the way, that was a joke. That's not true.
I love fire pits. I was so bummed out there for a sec. That's good, though. They're still allowed.
They're still okay.
For now. .. All right, last one. Peggy, are you ready for your headline, Peggy?
I am.
Okay, that's what you think. Let's hear it.
Peggy, here's your headline. Winston Churchill charity erases his first name from website over views on race controversy.
I'm going to say woke.
That is woke.
Aww.
Got a fair amount of winners today.
Not a joke.
Hang on the line, Peggy. You'll be entered to win. That's a bummer.
Apparently,
I love Winston Churchill.
He took inaction on the Indian famine back in the early 40s, I believe 1943, and called Iraqis uncivilized.
This was
he was okay with using chemical weapons against Iraqis.
All right. Well, that's your woke lesson of the day. If you want to learn more, you could tune in later today for
Woke at the Weekend Woke.
It's very confusing. That's why I choose not to say it. 844-500-4242. We're going to talk about Harry and Meghan a little bit on the other side. Don't go anywhere.